Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, pour your Spirit into our midst this day. Lift us to the power of your word. Guide us to rejoice in who we are as children of light. Let us live with that powerful news that because you live, we too shall live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are coming to the end of the church year. This Sunday and next sort of marks the end, and then we begin that new year with the season of Advent. And during these last couple of Sundays, our focus is on messages about the end time. Oh, I love the way Luke read the Zephaniah text. It's a dark text. And with that booming voice, he made it even darker. Powerful words. But as Christians, as people who live in the light of Christ's love, we have far more than to look to just the end of the world as we know it. Paul, as he wrote the letter to Thessalonica, also has a certain darkness to it, but also a beautiful message about light. And about that darkness that permeates within the world in which we find ourselves. And you know, sometimes we get caught up in the darkness because it so surrounds our lives. And yet, who are we? We are not darkness. We live in the power of God's love and grace and mercy. Now we have all kinds of theories about how the world will end and when the world ends, and next week we'll have even more of this as we read the gospel reading next week, or even the one today where he talks about the parable of the talents. Jesus was often confronted with the question, when will that day be? Even as he is about to ascend back to heaven, in Acts chapter 1, what do the disciples ask Jesus? At this time now, will you establish your kingdom? It's a question that oftentimes is on the minds of all of us. When will that day come? The good news is, we don't need to know. And probably it's better if we don't know. You know, there are a lot of things written about the end times. Sometimes when I'd have to travel to a neighboring place to make hospital calls, and every once in a while I'd have to kill some time, I guess you'd call it. Well, what I like to do is go to bookstores and walk through those bookstores, and I like to check out two sections always. And there was this one always on books on the end times. And here's this whole bunch of books, usually always about this is going to tell us when the end times, and there's all kinds of prophecies, and there are all kinds of things written about Revelation. And I think, boy, people make a lot of money trying to talk about the end time. And the other section I like to go to is these self-help books. And to read through some of the titles of all these self-books, sometimes I'd page through them and look at them a little bit. You know, I need a little help now and then. But anyway, looking at those, you know, you kind of think, wow, is this really what our life is all about? Is this who we are? Oh yeah, they become popular. I can remember a couple of those books about the end times being so popular, everybody was reading them. And some of you probably have read some of those series about being left behind or whatever. But Paul, as he writes to the church at Thessalonica, begins the chapter with these words. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. Think about that. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't need any of this other stuff out there. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Jesus said the hour and the time is not for you to know, or me to know, or Jesus said even I to know, but it is in the hands of my Father. It's also interesting to me in this text, after he announces that we really don't need to know, because you see, we know that God is coming back. That's what we need to know, that Christ will return, and when he returns, he will make a judgment upon the earth. And then verse 4, but you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. Think about that. That's what I wanted to make my theme on, children of light. You and I live in the light of the gospel. We live in the light of the good news. We live because we know that Christ died and was raised again. And in him, we have life, not just on earth, but we have eternal life. But we can't discredit those who live in the darkness. We are not like those, he says. You are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you. So then, let us not sleep as others do. Let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Think about that. And where does he take us back to Ephesians, where he talks about putting on the full armor of God? You and I are equipped to deal with all of the darkness that surrounds our lives. Think about that. Live in the light of who you are because of what Christ has done for you. I love it. You know, the theme of light and darkness surrounds us all the time. I can't even begin to tell you all the science fiction movies that have been written about dark and light, right? You can probably name them better than I can, all the series. I'm from the old school of Star Trek. Well, I didn't watch Star Trek on TV, but I sure loved the movies. And then there was Star Wars. And now we got all these legends or whatever they are, the Marvels. But you know what? What's the theme of all of these? The battle between good and evil, light and darkness, right? And from some of there, there's some great lines. I'm not one of these who picks up all. I noticed that yesterday in the Bible. So some of you are really good at this, knowing the lines of movies. Forget that for me. I don't remember them until somebody reminds me of them. But some of these have some great lines for us. We are not just in the light. We are to be of the light. We are to be a light in the midst of the darkness that surrounds our world. Right now, it's a kind of dark time. this pandemic is beating us up pretty good. And oh yes, by the way, after the election, it didn't go away. Because it doesn't know politics. And then we look at all the other things that are happening in our lives right now. And sometimes we begin to wonder, is the darkness really winning? Sometimes if you listen and if you pay attention to what's being written and put out there, man, there's no hope. You and I are hopeless. Well, I am, but maybe not you. But we do have a hope. And we do have a certainty. And we do have something to share as brothers and sisters in Christ. I love reading these scriptures at the end of the church year because they remind us that, oh yeah, at some point and at some time and in God's timing, yes, there will come an end to life as you and I know it. But that's not all there is. As one of my members, little old lady, used to say, she took a fork with her in her coffin because she said the best is yet to come. She was a dessert person. She said the dessert is coming. And that never left me. The best is yet to come. If you think about it, we live in a society today that has far more material and technological means than ever before. But how well do we do with it? We use it selfishly. Our focus oftentimes is on us. And that's not what Scripture talks about. It talks about being children of the light, living in the light. The light of God. You are not darkness, brothers, for that day will surprise you. You are the children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. Think about that. We are beacons of light. We need to be that in our families, our homes, our church, our community. We have a hope. We have something to celebrate day in and day out in our lives. You know, and I put this hymn there because I thought it was so powerful. When peace like a river, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and to shed his own blood for my soul. It is well. It is well because we have a God who sent his one and only Son. We have a God who loves us, has always loved us, and will love us to the very end. He is there for us, always. We have been saved by the light. Friday night and yesterday had a wonderful time with a number of you here. As we looked at what it is to be reconciled to God and to be reconciled to one another, looking at the six chief parts of Christian doctrine and how important that is to affirm ourselves that we are a people of repentance, we are a people of forgiveness, and that we live by God's gift of His grace. Because we have been covered by the blood of Christ. Yeah, it might seem like a time of uncertainty, and maybe for some of you here at Trinity, it feels like a time of uncertainty. And yet, in the midst of all the uncertainty that may surround your life, there is a light. It's the light of God's love and grace given to us through the power of the Word at work in our lives. Our world is filled with a great deal of uncertainty. Our nation is struggling. We are a divided nation. Direct darkness surrounds us. But we should never be overtaken by the darkness. Our goal should be to live in the light, to be the children of light, and to let our light shine. This little gospel light of mine, let it shine. That's what we're to do. That's what we're called to do. That's how we live out our lives today. And we should rejoice together as brothers and sisters in Christ. I'd like to end our service singing that song. That song comes from the 1983 youth gathering. The first youth gathering in 1980 was right over here in Fort Collins. I don't know how many of you know that. Maybe most of you. In 1983, we had gathered in San Antonio, and this song was written for the 1983 youth gathering. It's a powerful song about who we are as brothers and sisters in Christ. It's about caring about one another. It's about living in the love that God has given to each and every one of us. And that love surrounds us, guides us, and gives us a reason to rejoice. The darkness is still there. This side of eternity, the darkness will not go away. Sin is a reality in every one of our lives. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.